Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition, a very special edition of Q&A. It is my pleasure today to turn the entire show over to the best band in Northern Arizona, one of the best in all of the southwestern part of the United States. You've seen them around town. If you haven't yet, you have a real treat coming, and you can see them coming up August 31st. We'll tell you where and when and why. We are talking, of course, about Sugar and the Mint. They have a very big show coming up we'll be talking about, and we'll be talking with each member of the band and get a couple songs from them, too. Now, in the meantime, you know, we're seeing football fans know that we're seeing more and more NFL news in sports reports. It's hard to believe the new season starts in just 4 weeks from Sunday as the Cardinals host the Detroit Lions at State Farm Stadium. You can be sure KQ&A or our sister station KDDL will be there live for every Cardinals game in 2008 and hopefully in the postseason too. Well, we've got some great music and conversation coming up in just a few minutes with Sugar and the Mint on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Remember your toy cars as a kid? You'd make those things rocket across the living room floor, jump the coffee table, and drift under the sofa. Now you can't do all those things for real in a new 2020 Findlay Toyota Prescott Corolla, but it's so much fun to drive, you might think you could. Corolla is filled with tech, wrapped in safety, and has a ton of options to make your Corolla your Corolla. During the National Clearance Event, there are thousands of reasons to buy. Qualified buyers can get zero down and zero payments for 90 days. Drive worry-free till November. Lease a new 2020 Corolla for $199 per month. Or buy with financing as low as 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or get $1,000 customer cash. Plus, receive a complimentary maintenance plan for 2 years or 25,000 miles on your new Corolla.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are proud to serve the Quad Cities. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit plus tax title license and $495 dock fee. Lease for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walk-through exhibits of the human body, Mega Body and Mega Heart, as well as Colossal Colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit yrmchealthconnect.org.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're listening.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, I am just so proud right now. I feel like a proud uncle because a band we've been supporting for quite a while here. You guys were known, several of you folks were known as part of a so-called youth band called Generations for quite a while, and you are now a full-fledged major player in the music scene in the Southwest. First of all, let's introduce each other. Start with Johan.
Hi, I'm Johan. I play guitar.
And you can use your last name.
I'm Johan Glidden. I play guitar and violin.
And he looks a little bit like this lady on the end, too. Can't figure out why. Cosimo?
I'm Glory Glidden. I play the fiddle and sing, and I'm Johan's sister.
Of course. And Keenan?
I'm Keenan Hammock, and I play guitar.
And who's this missing guy we keep waiting for? Me too, so keep that in mind. This is quite a pleasure for all of us involved. First of all, one of the things that sets your bands apart from so many other bands we hear, both locally and regionally, you guys write a lot of your own music. Now, let me ask you with a show of hands, how many of you in this room right now have written songs that have already been either recorded or played in front of an audience? Okay, Glory, all four of you, right?
Well, I've Possibly? Contributed. I like to...
Okay, well, that's enough. Now, Keenan, you grew up in a musical family, too, right?
Yeah.
I've seen your mom and dad perform. Take me through the songwriting process. First of all, which comes first, the lyrics or the melody?
Most of the time, I don't know, I gravitate more towards just the musical side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really... much of a lyrical writer.
Okay. See, I just saw the movie Rocket Man about Elton John and his longtime lyricist, Bernie Taupin. There are a lot of people who say Elton John's a superstar, but he would not be the superstar without Bernie Taupin to write those songs.
Absolutely.
And the two go together, of course. Glory, how about you? Describe your process.
Oh.
And you want to come up a little closer to your mic there. Thank you.
They kind of come together for me. Mm-hmm. I have not written a ton of songs, probably 5 or 6, but as I keep going, I don't know. They come to me in the shower a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know, isn't that funny? Because first thing in the morning, sometimes I'll wake up with an idea, you know, for a story or something. And in the shower, with that, I think it's the solitude of it. Yeah, that's when your brain kind of opens up and these
totally.
Things come.
Yeah.
I have to ask you guys, do any of you sleep with your phone next to your bed just in case a song idea comes up while you're sleeping?
I'm pretty much always not too far from a notebook or a phone or something so that I can be closer to the mic here.
So, yeah, there you go. That's good.
Yeah, no, I definitely do that quite a bit.
And Glory, let me ask you. I noticed that there's been a personnel change in the band in the last year or so, and you are getting to shine a whole lot more with your vocals, and it is a wonderful, wonderful addition to the band. So, how do you feel about that?
I'm going with it. It's really fun. I haven't really sung before, so
no kidding. I would have thought you and Johan and the rest of the family probably grew up singing together, did you?
We did.
We did. Yeah, we did. We grew up singing.
I've always loved singing. I just haven't sung in front of audiences, you know.
Describe the first time you did.
Nerve-wracking.
I can imagine. You know, a lot of people say the biggest fear of a lot of people is either public speaking, which I have no problem with, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if someone asked me to sing, the only accompaniment I would have would be, you know, oh! So I know well enough.
It's a very vulnerable thing.
You are putting yourself out there.
That's
you know, between musicians and stand-up comics. Mm. People who, see, I tried to do stand-up comedy one time, and I found out that tomatoes hurt. They really do. And flop sweat is projectiles. That's something to keep in mind. Johan, describe your songwriting process.
Wow, I don't know. It's different every time. Generally, it comes with some sort of lyric for me these days, you know, based on an experience I'm having, and it'll kind of lend itself immediately to music. Like the lyrics will flow out generally, like kind of in a rhythm. Like even if I don't have the melody yet, like I'll sort of feel the kind of song as I'm writing it. So,
You know, in 84, I came back from my first radio job, and everything had crashed and burned. My relationship, my job, everything.
Oh, dear.
And I came home just as the late Dan Fogelberg had come out with a new album.
Mm.
And that was the first time it dawned on me that successful songwriters are very often writing from personal experience because it comes through in the song, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Heartbreak covers a lot of spectrums, doesn't it? So you guys are going to do a couple, maybe three or four songs for us today. Describe your first one you're going to do.
This first one's just kind of a fun little tune I wrote. Over a couple of years, actually, wrote the chorus as part of another song years ago, and then we recently put it all together. Last year we put it all together into a song called Pros and Cons.
Okay, before you start that, Gloria, are you going to have enough room there?
I should.
I was going to say, if you don't have enough room, you can stand and extend the mic if you need
swing
to.
In that
and you'll
big
just have to imagine
around.
The mandolin at home.
There we
play
go.
Play along, mandolinist.
The stage is yours, Sugar and the Mint.
One, two, three. But I don't like your favorite books. Your heart is good, but not your politics. You love the morning light, and I'm out playing late at night. No wonder why we aren't a perfect fit. We don't see eye to eye on these crucial things in life. And you like dogs, and me, I'm indisposed. And you're beautiful and so full of life. But oh, your music taste is trouble down the road. And I added up your pros and cons, and I weighed my options well. And though I may have done the numbers wrong, well, it's too late now to tell. Oh, I looked before I fell. About kindness and gratitude, and you help yourself to far too much self-help. Me, I'm on a steady dose of small mistakes and big remorse, and I never take it easy on myself. We don't see eye to eye on these crucial things in life. When you like dogs, I'm like a rolling stone. And you're beautiful and so full of life, but oh, that movie taste is trouble down the road. And I weighed my options well. Though I may have done the numbers wrong, well, it's too late now to tell. Oh, I looked before I fell. Marks are worth the time it takes to write them down. Maybe there could come a day when I could learn to love the way you see that world of yours spin around. Oh, call me if you're ever back in town.
Fantastic.
sugar and the mint. There's more coming up with them on today's Q&A, so stay tuned for that. This, by the way, if you haven't heard them before, this is the band that in 2017 took first place in the Telluride Bluegrass Festival Band Contest. They've toured coast to coast. They have recorded two albums, Just Past Midnight and Great Flavored, and big news coming up on the 31st, right, in that regard. Mm-hmm. Also, the original music on those records showcases this band's energy, songwriting artistry, and a fresh perspective on folk and bluegrass. Which reminds me, how's this for a segue? The Bluegrass Festivals, you guys packed the house. The Chamber told me we had a record turnout for the Bluegrass Festival, thanks to your headlining on Saturday night. And I have to ask you, even though that is a, quote, bluegrass festival, and you guys have won all sorts of awards in bluegrass festivals around the country, your music covers a lot of genres. Totally. It really does. Not only do you write music that can, that is, you know, cross-genre, but you really throw some interesting covers into your set. Who determines, and I suspect it's going to be Johan, who determines which cover songs go into your set?
Well, yeah, sometimes I'll have the suggestion, but it can get vetoed.
It's veto power.
We can get aggressive.
Nice to have.
Depends on who wants to yell the loudest about, generally, with the few covers that we are doing right now, we also have done where we do it fully democratic process, where we'll put a full, we'll all come with two songs and put them on a list and then vote down the list until we only have one song. That's actually how we started doing Born to Run. We had a bunch of
kidding.
Others. We just said, let's do like a popular cover of something that we all really like, and that was how that was chosen.
You know, I saw you guys do Born to Run for the first time at the Raven about a year and a half ago. and I remember, boy, if you're going to take on a cover song, that's an icon. You better do it right. And you guys just, tore the roof off the place. And I was thinking back to a few years ago on American Idol, the first time I ever saw Adam Lambert. And he comes on and he says he's going to do the Stones song Satisfaction, which, of course, is an icon. Right. I'm thinking like, man, this guy is really risking it. And, of course, he completely killed it.
Right.
And when you guys do songs like that, you're really setting the bar pretty high. Mm. But you do it all the time. And I think the most fun I've ever had at a local concert was when you guys, you did the Knack song, My Sharona. Boy, that takes some cojones. I couldn't believe a band would do that. And the variety, you've got Springsteen, you've got The Knack, you've got so many other songs that are in your repertoire. I just can't believe the range that you guys have. So let me ask you one more on the songwriting phase. Who does the arrangements when you come up with an original song?
It's kind of a democratic thing, but Keenan often takes the lead.
Really?
Yeah, I like writing music.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm always, being a writer myself, I can understand the lyric part of a song, how the writing comes out. What really amazes me is coming up with original melodies, where those ideas come from, because you want them to be original, but, there have been, 100 million songs written, and you still come up with something original.
You got 12 notes.
Yeah, exactly. And, I wonder if sometimes you get ideas from just things you hear in your everyday lives. Something reminds you of something. I'll give you an example. Many, many years ago, a band, the Bee Gees, who were very big during the disco era, they had a massive hit with Jive Talkin'. And they got the idea for the opening notes because they were stuck at a red light with a train crossing. And the train going across the tracks was going, tick. That's how Jive Talkin' starts. Ooh. That's how they got the idea.
Wow.
Do you guys ever hear things that make you go, that would make for a pretty good riff?
Yeah. I recorded an airport printing machine for like a minute and a half the last time we were
recording. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I wanted to copy the rhythm.
It was
very hard to copy, too.
It was not very, it's not natural.
Yeah, not a lot of samples available for that, are there? We are talking to Sugar and the Mint, and we're going to come back and talk a lot more. We're just getting started, folks, so pull up a chair and stay tuned, because Sugar and the Mint is coming back with a lot more in just a moment. on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Pros like you expect more out of the brands you use every day. Lowe's gets it. It's why we stock the best brands, so you can get the job done right every time. And now we're offering pro customers a chance to give one of those brands a try for free. Right now, pros can get 10 gallons of Valspar paint absolutely free and experience firsthand how Valspar delivers consistent color and a finish you can trust. Take your next paint job to the next level. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid in Orlando and Phoenix stores only. Requires return authorization number. See Pro Desk for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
There are many ways to keep your home secure. Solid doors with proper locking devices, technology with video cameras, alarm systems, and motion detection. We'll take a look at things to consider. Plus, our tree of the month, watering around monsoon season, and your calls about your home improvement projects. So start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I am honored to have my good friend, President of the Arizona Senate, Karen Phan, endorse my re-election.
This is Karen Phan. I've been a longtime Prescott resident, business owner, and proud representative of our area for many years. I know a good leader when I meet one, and feel Billy Orr has the determination and knowledge to keep Prescott moving forward. I encourage you to re-elect her to Prescott City Council.
Thank you, Karen. Remember, when you get your ballot this August, to vote for me, Billy Orr. Visit VoteBillyOrr.com. To learn more.
Paid for by Billy Orr for council.
Hi, I'm Mark Goligoski, principal at Prescott High School. On behalf of the Badgers, I'm excited to welcome all students, families, teachers, and staff back to school. PUSD is focused on high academic achievement while serving the whole child, eliminating inequity, and providing each child with excellent teachers every day. We strive to make each student's experience special and unique with our customized instruction and a wide variety of programs and opportunities. PHS offers a world-class education, and there is a place here for your student to explore, learn, play, and thrive. Come join our champion athletic teams, our award-winning fine arts department, our competitive academic clubs, or maybe you have an interest in ROTC or engineering classes or dual enrollment courses. Our goal is for every student to find their passion and a path that suits them. We invite you to come cheer on our students and help PUSD provide the skills that every child will need to become a strong citizen, valued employee, entrepreneur, or leader of tomorrow. Welcome back to school.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 225 with Sugar and the Mint. If you're just now tuning in, the finest band in northern Arizona. They have made inroads across the country as Johan nods his head. Yes. True. Very true. That's why we have you guys on, because you're terrific. But I got to ask you before we get into your CD release party coming up, which is very, very big news. I remember about 5 years ago when I started doing this show, I used to interview once a month Ed Gary, who was the general manager of the Prescott Opry, and he invited me one night to his show, and there were these teenagers on stage. I believe they went by the name Bix and Glory. Does that sound familiar?
Sounds somewhat familiar.
It sounds just a little bit familiar. So I have to ask you, Glory, when did you first pick up? Oh, by the way, before we do this, I asked Ed Gary. I said, by the way, Ed, you know, I've never played an instrument, so I've always confused the fiddle with the violin. What's the difference? He said, well, the major difference is the fiddle has beer stains on it. So I have to ask Glory, how old were you when you first picked up a fiddle?
I was 4.
4?
Yep.
Get out! 4 years old and you're picking up a fiddle.
Gloria's left the studio.
Yeah. I wanted to play because my brother Johan played, but not because he played, because when they started him off, he got this box fiddle to train him how to hold it, and it was full of candy.
Oh, my.
And I knew that if I started playing fiddle, I'd get a box fiddle, so.
Well, hey,
that's a good motivation.
Cosimo, do you play anything besides the bass?
I play a little bit of guitar, and I mess around on banjo sometimes, and I can play ukulele, obviously, because it comes with guitar. But I played clarinet in middle school for 3 years.
How about that? Now, let me ask you this. What was the first instrument you picked up you learned to play?
The bass.
The bass.
The bass guitar. My brother and a group of our friends wanted to start a rock band. They're like, we need a bassist. I'll play bass.
I'll play bass. I can be I'll learn bass, right? Really. So I have to ask you, I'll start with Glory. When you're playing the fiddle, who are your heroes who also play the fiddle? You have to look up to somebody, I'm sure.
Oh, there's so many. Mark O'Connor was probably who I listened to the most.
Yeah, I've seen Mark play, sure. He was big in Nashville for many years. Yeah.
Yeah, still he's
still huge.
Still
yeah,
huge.
Indeed.
Stuart Duncan's another amazing fiddler. I just love their tone is so beautiful, their playing style.
I wish I had Mark O'Connor's hats. That's, that's a nice Cosimo, hat. Who were you idolizing when you started playing
You know,
bass?
It's a lot of, I listen to a lot of different music and stuff, so it's a lot of upright bass players, too. Definitely Paul Cowart from Punch Brothers. It's just because I'm sort of trying to emulate an upright bass on my electric sometimes, but then we're also changing it up, but definitely him and Pino Palladino, who plays with all sorts of people. He's been around for a long, long time. But John Mayer, most
notably. Of course.
Notably.
Oh, I love John Mayer.
And, yeah, I just love his bass playing.
Yeah. Keenan, how about you?
Chris Eldridge is a big one for me. He plays in the same band as Paul Cowart from the Punch Brothers. And, you know, all the way back to, like, Norman Blake and, you know, the guys that played with Bill Monroe and all those bluegrass, old bluegrass boys.
A lot of great influence there. How about you, Johan?
On, Mark O'Connor got me into playing violin at like 5 years old. That was kind of like the first thing. But on guitar, a lot of blues guys really like Eric Clapton. And it's a stock answer, but I really do.
Yeah.
He's kind of one of my favorites. But,
So I have to ask each of you, on your personal listening device, whether it's your smartphone, your iTunes, you know, iHeartRadio, Pandora, whatever, who's on it? Keenan?
You know, Kazi recently got me into Charlie Puth. That's not what I mostly listen to. You know, the Punch Brothers are on my everyday playlist for sure. And anything that Chris Thiele does is going to be mind-blowing musically. So that's a big one on there.
Glory?
I love a band named Dawes. Always listen to Dawes. John Mayer, huge for me. And then, you know, Mark O'Connor.
Sure.
Kasi?
Yeah, a lot of the same stuff. John Mayer and Charlie Puth, like Keenan was saying. For some reason, recently I've been, like, interested in pop production and just, like, really listening to the way an album is produced that gives it a sound, you know. And also, just a lot of different stuff. You know, sometimes I listen to, like, screamo and, like, intense, crazy stuff, and then sometimes I'm in the mood for, like, some soft.
Johan, how about you?
Recently, a lot of songwriter stuff, like Ryan Adams, although he's been in some hot water recently. Kacey Musgraves, country artist. I've been into her recently quite
and
a
she's
bit.
Strayed a little away from country recently, and she's hitting it big, isn't she?
I like her new stuff, too. I think it's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, good for her. Well, describe the second song you're going to do here before we go to break.
This is the title track of our upcoming EP, which is released August 31st at the Elks Theater. It's called Take Me With You.
Very good. The band, the stage is yours. Once again, Sugar and the Mint.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
He rode the train all around the country with just his guitar, and I think it's funny how he sang one song all along and smile as he sang it too. He had the spirit of a flying carpet, and just one day he took my heart and put it away in his guitar case. I didn't see him the next day. Hey there, take me with you. I want to sit beside you and watch the day fade away. Don't mind if the whistle keeps us awake. His eyes were green and his voice was golden. Will he remember the things I told him? What's the song he's singing now? Has he added one for me? Sometimes I dream I hear his voice again, but when I wake from my sleep, it's just the train pulling in. But if I ever see him, I'll say, hey there, take me with you. I want to sit beside you and watch the day fade away. Don't mind if the whistle keeps us awake. Hey there, take me with you. I want to sit down beside you and watch the day fade away. Don't mind if the whistle keeps us away. Keeps us away. Just his guitar, and I think it's funny how he sang one song. Hey there, take me with you. I want to sit beside you and watch the day fade away. Don't mind if the whistle keeps us awake. Hey there, take me with you. I want to sit beside you and watch the day fade away. Don't mind if the whistle keeps us awake. Hey there, take me with you. I want to sit down beside you and watch the day fade away. Don't mind if the whistle keeps us awake. Hey there.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful. I got to tell you guys, since I'm also the movie critic for the radio stations here, I saw a marvelous movie about a week ago, which I think is still at the Harkins 14. It's called Echo in the Canyon. It's about the folk rock scene that got started in the mid-60s in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles. And I lived in Los Angeles for a while and would drive down Laurel Canyon and look up in the hills, and I'm picturing Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Jackson Brown, the Byrds, all these superstars who came out of it. And I'm telling you, that song right there comes right out of Laurel Canyon. It really does. If you guys performed in Los Angeles, you would have people, you know, Paul McCartney did a song years ago called Take It Away, where he's talking about a band on the stage, and seated in the audience is an important impresario who has a message for the band. And I remember reading about how the Eagles got started. They used to play at the Troubadour on Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, and they said there were an awful lot of bands who performed there too that were better than them. But the Eagles happened to have their best set one night when there was a label guy from Elektra Records in the audience. And the rest, of course, is history. You guys get in front of the right people, we're never going to see you for a bargain price here again, I'll guarantee you. That's why I said during the Bluegrass Festival, you guys better enjoy them right now, because the next time is going to cost a whole lot more. And we are so glad you guys are doing as well as you are. But we want to make sure that all of our listeners know August 31st is the big day. There are still a few tickets available.
There's
What's that?
Some balcony seating.
We bought our balcony seats, four of them yesterday. So we'll be up in the balcony watching and listening to you, and we'll be picking up your CD, which will be available for sale at the show, right?
Yes, it will. Yes.
Very good. And we're going to have a whole lot more coming up with Sugar and the Mint right after this news and weather break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. More coming up after the news and weather with Sugar and the Mint.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you could win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Steve Sishka, and I'm running for my second term on Prescott City Council. I feel there's a difference between growth and renewal. Prescott has to keep renewing itself in order to continue to live up to its residents' expectations. Economic development with long-term sustainable jobs is dependent on renewal. However, that may or may not include more rooftops. Growth just to grow is not good for the community. Growth needs to be strategic, and it needs to pay for itself. I'm Steve Sishka, and I'd appreciate your vote in the August 27th primary.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Sishka to City Council.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 6th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A state grand jury has indicted two men on multiple counts of sexual exploitation of minors.
Attorney General Mark Brnovich says both cases were investigated in conjunction with the Arizona Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. John Christopher Spiro has been indicted on 10 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Edward Clarence Elder is also charged with 10 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
Marana Police responded to an unusual call on Monday. Sergeant Jeffrey Pridgett says officers were called to a tar spill on the Ina Road 110 overpass.
They were notified that it wasn't actually tar, that it was actually treated waste.
It took several hours for the road to reopen. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance for brief scattered afternoon showers and spot storms today through Thursday. Highs today through Friday around 85 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime with a 10% chance of overnight rain to a mostly cloudy 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for isolated showers and spot storms. Partly sunny, highs near 94 today and tomorrow. 96 Thursday and Friday, with an overnight low near 70. This news and weather, a service of Wallach & Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at kqna.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrium Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The D-backs host the Philadelphia Phillies tonight at 6. Monday at 11:30, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:42 with Sugar and the Mint. Johan, you and Cassie were talking during the break, as were Keenan and Glory. You not only have the big CD release party concert coming up the 31st at the Prescott Elks Theater, and you can call for tickets right now at the Elks at 777-1370. And hope they still have a few available in the balcony for you. In the meantime, there's something else coming up, I believe, on the 11th, right, Kasi?
August 10th, is that right?
Oh, the 10th.
Yeah.
August 10th, we will be up at the Flagstaff.
Yes, the Orpheum Theater. But then, yeah, the 11th as well, we got a little music video coming out.
Nice.
And we're very excited about that. We shot it with a good friend, Steve Hollingsworth, I believe.
Good friend, Steve Hollingsworth?
I'm telling you. Yeah, he did a great job, and we're happy with how it came out, and we really enjoy the song, so we hope you will, too.
Tell me about the fun and some of the problems of making a music video.
It's been more complicated before. This one is, as you'll see, on August 11th, sugarandthemint.com or facebook.com/sugarandthemint. This one's pretty simple. We didn't take too long to shoot. It's us playing it in a room. Looks really nice. But we've done some before where we were standing out in a graveyard that some people may have seen, shooting with drones and like trying to hear the playback of the actual track on this tiny little speaker that we had brought out there.
Not to mention it was freezing.
Yeah, and it was cold. And then another day we were burning hot out by Baghdad, Arizona, shooting our video for How Far. And that took a while, and we were all wearing suits, of course, because that's what we do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was, this was the easiest one so far, thankfully.
Good to hear. Well, you guys are going to do another song. Describe what this one is, and this is on the video, right?
Yeah, this is the song.
Very good. Describe the song for us.
This is a song called Reinvent the Wheel. I can tell you a little story about it.
Sure.
We were in Nashville, Tennessee last year, going over to Raleigh, North Carolina for the IBMA's, the World of Bluegrass Conference that they have there. And we were staying with this a guy we had just met named Owen Howell. He put us
very interesting guy.
Yeah, good guy. And but he was sort of like a marketing, one of those dudes that'll tell you everything about, you know, how the business works.
Sure.
And and so we sat down in his living room, and he was giving us his like 10 cardinal rules of whatever. And he said, you know, when you're writing songs, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Everything's been written already, and so, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And so I stepped out on the front porch in the sweltering heat. It was nighttime, but it was still, you know, hot and muggy out there, and in Nashville, Tennessee, and wrote this next 4-chord song named Reinvent the Wheel.
How cool.
Yeah.
Neat. Here we again. Well, here we go again. Sugar and the Mint, the stage is yours.
I'm all right with life the way it is. Don't waste today planning tomorrow. And
I'm just fine giving what I can give. I do my best, pray the rest will follow. And I'm alright just standing here with you, dancing with you, holding your high heels. And I'm alright if this is every day. No need to reinvent the wheel.
I feel like I should be paying a cover charge. That was wonderful. And we'll hear that one on the 31st also, right, at the Elks?
Yes, sir.
You know, since you guys are doing the Elks stand, and you've done that several times, right, the Elks?
This is our second time selling tickets, but we've played for the Akronite performance. But, yeah, we did our last CD release there about a year ago.
Have you ever met Bob Conrad, the guy who books almost all of the tribute shows there?
I believe
he's,
so. Yeah.
He's with TAD Management.
Yeah.
Bob was a big A&R man with CBS Records back in the 70s and 80s, and he was handling people like Billy Joel, Journey, Springsteen, people like this. Mm-hmm. And he gets the biggest kick out of seeing young performers get their big break, because that's got to be a thrill when you recognize people who are young, who have talent, and who recognize those who came before them. Speaking of other talent, I have to ask you, how it was when you performed with some of the musicians over here for Vuela Tour last year, who came over from France. Because I saw you guys jamming with them in a couple different places. What was that like, Keenan?
Oh, that was great. It was great to see the culture of, and you know, just they just play a little differently, but it's you know, it was really good. It was a really fun time. they all had amazing performances, and yeah, it was a real pleasure meeting all of them.
Yeah, I remember Gael Buswell, who was the headliner for most of the Vuelo Tour things. Yeah. She just opened for ZZ Top in Paris. Mm-hmm. She opened for Ringo Starr last year in Paris. You guys play with a young guitarist. I think his name was Sven Vaud.
Yeah.
Remember him? He looks about 13.
People and say he's my French twin or something.
Well, like in a little bit. You know who your older twin is? It's the FBI director, Christopher Wray. Every time my sweetie sees Christopher Wray, the FBI director, on TV in front of Congress, she goes, my gosh, that's Johan in about 30 years.
I got to look at this. I got to see what my future is.
But that had to be cool, though, sharing the stage with people, you know, with that kind of musical talent. And I assume at first there was some kind of language barrier, at least to some degree, but musicians always find a way to communicate, don't they?
That's universal language.
Yeah, it really is. So, Gloria, I have to ask you, when did you first find out, because you said you didn't sing much in public, right?
Mm-hmm.
When did you first find out people would think, man, she's good? Were you singing in church, in school, what?
Oh, I don't know.
Really? You just started kind of picking up the mantle here with the band and pitching in and doing harmonies and stuff?
It was mostly just, well, I sang harmonies all my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we didn't have a female singer anymore, I started thinking about writing more songs. And
sure.
More inspiration hit me, so.
Isn't that wonderful? You guys once shared the stage with Emmylou Harris, is that true?
We shared the bill.
Yeah.
We haven't stood on the stage at the same time. We've stood on the same stage on the same day, I believe.
Well, I once sang with Elton John. Of course, I was in the 15th row, and he was on the stage. But no, we are so excited for the success you guys are having. Tell us, does anybody have a really good story, a good touring story?
Oof.
If you can tell on the radio,
let's make that clear.
Yeah.
Let's define good. I don't know. I mean, the night to Louisville, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh,
my. Fess up.
So, well, this was just sort of like the worst night. Let's hope
it was a worst. It was a badly planned, badly scheduled
show that
chain
we had.
Of events. First, we ended up in Memphis, Tennessee, and we were playing this kind of weird show at a place that we kind of booked.
Don't mention the name.
Okay.
And it was. We weren't exactly the type of band you would expect to see at this venue.
No.
It was kind of like a DIY, like punk almost.
Okay, scene. Oh boy.
Like smoking inside, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And there was another band with drums playing
the whole time.
At the same time.
In a different room.
And just a wall separating. So that was kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left late.
And before the gig, I went into... This was my, like, welcome to Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
I walked into a convenience store to buy some... a guy asked me to buy him some food, and so I bought him some chicken. And as I was buying him food, I see him go behind... He starts grabbing stuff from the store, putting them in a bag, and then walks out of the store while I'm buying him chicken.
Oh!
And
so
and
you were an accessory, weren't you?
I was. I know. I was like, welcome to Memphis.
You're an
accessory to a crime. And so then the night after the gig, we had to leave right after the gig because we were trying to get to Louisville, Kentucky. And
I was asleep that night.
And so so there was just this terrifying long drive with a flat tire.
Flat tire.
Flat
like
tire in the
early
rain.
In the morning.
Yeah. The glories of touring, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But that's the worst, and I hope that will be the worst. Because
Well, since you were in Memphis, I assume at one point you were walking in Memphis with your feet 10 feet off a wheel, right? Apologies to Mark Cohn. Sugar and the Mint coming up August 31st at the Prescott Elks Theater. Call for tickets. It's at 777-1370. Guys, thank you so much for joining
thank
us today.
Yeah,
this is one for the books on Q&A. We thank you for performing today and for sharing your great stories with us. Best of luck to you on the road and locally. Stay tuned because we are going to come back with some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at kqna.com.
We'll be right back. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back at Q&A. What a great time to have a Q&A or to have Sugar and the Mint on the show. I want to remind you about tomorrow's show. Now, tomorrow and Wednesday, we're going to have Gregory Scott, my esteemed KDDL colleague, hosting Q&A. He will be here tomorrow with one of our favorite guests, a mountain gardener himself, Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center. He will be here tomorrow with Gregory. And then on Thursday's show, Gregory will also host. We will have a local author in to talk about her stories with Gregory Scott. That is coming up on Q&A in the next 2 days. In the meantime, stay tuned for Ben Shapiro at 3 and Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, coming away at 4 o'clock, and then Diamondbacks baseball with the Phillies at 6 p.m. live from Chase Field. Then join guest host Gregory Scott here tomorrow and Wednesday for Q&A at 2 o'clock, when Gregory Scott will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.